And there are three things, perhaps, to point to that the Rebbe strongly spoke about during that time and how we should apply this to ourselves. And we'll elaborate on these three points, how they apply to us. Number one, I don't know which is number one or which is number two, but one of the points are where the Rebbe tells us constantly, this is in the Sichas, in the letters, that if we look at those things that the Friedrich Rebbe spoke about recently, in other words, in the recent months, or in the recent year, that's where we will find direction what to do now. The Friedrich Rebbe knew that this date is coming, and therefore he gave us instructions, he gave us direction what we should do now. This is brought in a number of places. One of them, which is actually connected to Yud Beis Tammuz, there's a sikha from the Rebbe that the Rebbe says, this was Yud Beis Tammuz Tav Shin Yud, a few months after the Histalkus. And the Rebbe says, if you look at the sikha of the Friedrich Rebbe, what he spoke about last year, we see that the Friedrich Rebbe spoke about Chayim Nitzchim, about eternal life. And the Rebbe says, why is it that he spoke about it last year, not the year before, not 2 years ago? How come he chose to speak about this subject, Dafka, last year, Yud Beis Tammuz time? And the Rebbe says, the answer is, because the Friedrich Rebbe was preparing us, knowing that this year, Yud Beis Tammuz, meaning 1949, would be the last Yud Beis Tammuz that he's going to be speaking. So therefore, he prepared us that although there's going to be a Yud Shvat, and therefore some people might think that there's an interruption, Chas V'Shalom, in the Rebbe's life. So therefore, he emphasized and spoke about this very strongly, that we should know that the Rebbe's life is Chayim Nitzchim, and there is Chas V'Shalom, no interruption in the Rebbe's life. We'll soon talk about this more. But what we see here is that the Rebbe says, those things that Rebbe spoke about a few months ago, a year and a half ago, that's more negeya to us now than anything else, because he certainly was saying it to prepare us for now. That's one point. I just want to point out that we also find in the Sichas how the Rabbeim were well aware of these things, not only a few months before, but years before. Just to give a few examples. It says that in the year Toprish Ayin Dalet, which is 1914, that's when Rebbetzin Rivka was nostalgic. Rebbetzin Rivka was the mother of the Rebbe Rashab. When she was nostalgic, the Rebbe Rashab was not in Lubavitch. He was outside of Lubavitch, and he couldn't come in time for the Levaya. So the Friedrich Rebbe had to make all the decisions himself, what to do, how to do. And the Rebbe says that the Friedrich Rebbe was very intense at the time, and it looked like it was because the entire responsibility of making all these decisions about the Rebbetzin Rivka was on his shoulders. Ordinarily, his father, the Rebbe Rashab, would make all the decisions. But then the Rebbe says, no, the degree of his intensity and the degree of how he was much more than that called for. So the Rebbe says the real reason why he was that way, Tavrei Zayin Dalet, because we know that Rebbetzin was nostalgic on Yud Shvat. And the Friedrich Rebbe was aware of Yud Shvat, Tav Shin Yud. So the Rebbe is saying that in 1914, the Friedrich Rebbe was the way he was because he knew that that date is also Yud Shvat of his Histalkus.